With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Fire crews are working to fully extinguish a raging fire at the Georgetown landfill that was reported just before 1 p.m. on Thursday.
Our landfill fire is a significant and complex fire that demands a strategic approach, action through a tactical response.
Chief Fire Officer Randy Rankin's crews worked through the night, with 911 confirming the boots are still on the ground at the landfill this morning battling the blaze.
Given the smoke affecting nearby communities, residents who choose to remain in place are strongly advised to stay indoors, keep windows and doors closed, and reduce exposure to outside air.
With that in mind, several schools in the affected area have been closed today. Marie Martin, Georgetown Primary, Cayman International School, Footsteps, St. George's Preschool, and Bloom Learning Center. Air quality tests are expected to be carried out today. And if you're heading into town from West Bay, definitely plan some extra time. The Esterly-Tibbetts Highway was closed overnight, and that closure is expected to continue throughout this morning. Dramatic video of the smoke from the blaze was shared across social media on Thursday, showing massive plumes of black and gray smoke drifting across Georgetown and toward the shoreline. Oh, and the landfill will be closed to the public today, with only Department of Environmental Health vehicles and emergency vehicles being allowed. However, the 24-hour drop-off site at the entrance remains open for the disposal of small quantities of household waste. Access is via Seymour Drive off North Sound Road. DEH garbage collection services will continue as normal today. The Mosquito Research and Control Unit is gearing up for two rounds of larvicide treatment over the wetlands along the West Bay Peninsula, targeting mosquito larvae before they hatch and spread into nearby communities. While that work helps keep biting mosquitoes at more manageable levels, officials say it's also an opportunity to draw attention to a serious risk for cats and dogs: heartworm disease.
So the month of April is National Heartworm Awareness Month, and we've partnered with the Department of Agriculture's Animal Protection and Enforcement Unit, and jointly we're encouraging residents to ensure that their dogs and cats are protected with appropriate heartworm prevention medicine.
MRCU's Kevin Wattler says the black salt marsh mosquito thrives in West Bay's coastal swamps and dikes when seasonal tides rise. It's one of the main mosquitoes on island that can transmit heartworm parasites to pets. The larvicide treatments are planned for today and Monday. Government is warning bus operators that they cannot raise fares without cabinet's approval, and that any increase now is not legal. The ministry says it's gotten notices of planned hikes, but has stressed the current approved fare structure remains in force, and the public transport unit has ordered operators to remove any signs advertising higher fares. And the Ministry of Cayman and Employment and Immigration has confirmed new appointments and reappointments to Cayman's four immigration boards through the end of 2026. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
Jerry Wood remains chair of the Work Permit Board, joined by six newly appointed members. Jacqueline Terry continues as chair of the Caymanian Status and Permanent Residency Board, with Angela Martins and Krista White joining as new members. The Business Staffing Plan Board welcomes Eddington Powell as chair and Juliette DeFay as deputy chair, following a change in the board's mandate. And in Cayman Brac and Little Cayman, Demi McLean continues as chair. Details of all the board members can be found at work.ky and on our website at radiocayman.gov.ky. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. Thousands of displaced Lebanese people are taking advantage of the 10-day ceasefire in Lebanon to head back to their homes in the south of the country, despite warnings from the Lebanese and Israeli armies not to do so. President Trump has again talked up the prospect of peace with Iran, saying its leadership had agreed to hand over its enriched uranium that could be used to make a nuclear weapon. Iran has denied knowledge of such a commitment. Meanwhile, the leaders of Britain and France are hosting a video meeting shortly with approximately 40 countries to discuss a multinational mission aimed at restoring freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. In other news, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he's furious that he wasn't told Peter Mandelson had failed security vetting before his appointment as the UK's ambassador to Washington. Lord Mandelson was later sacked after the extent of his ties to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were made public. Sir Keir is facing calls to resign over claims he misled Parliament. The new president of Myanmar has pardoned a predecessor, Win Myin, as part of a New Year's amnesty announced by the former military authorities. Pope Leo is celebrating Mass in Cameroon's economic capital, Douala. The open-air ceremony is expected to be attended by up to 1 million people. BBC World News.